important than ever before. Are you one of those right-wing morons who spent the last 5 years telling people they need guns? Well, I bet you feel like an idiot now. You said guns would protect our freedoms, and yet guns have stripped us of our freedom to burn down your store, our freedom to invade your suburb, and most sacred of all, our freedom to beat you until you stop moving. Just look at how this psycho with a 30-round magazine clip oppressed this poor angry mob of mostly peaceful trespassers. A travesty! But let's move beyond the anecdotal. The CDC found that every year, up to 3 million people are stripped of their right to commit crimes by a firearm user. Whereas only 300,000 people use a firearm to protect their right to commit crimes. Even worse, only 10,000 people get to exercise their freedom to kill using a firearm each year. Is this what the founders would have wanted? But it doesn't stop there. With police departments across the nation being defunded, we were anticipating a utopian era of unmitigated freedom. But firearm owners may compromise this new American experiment. What good is getting rid of those oppressive police if everyone has a gun to strip you of your right to rob and intimidate them? I wish I could tell you it didn't get worse, but it does. Now that the right has used their firearms to strip us of our rights to rob them, commit arson, and kill their families, they're going after our most sacred freedom of all, our freedom to be governed by angry mobs. Given that weapons like the AR-15 are used to uphold the freedom to commit murder less often than hammers or fists, it's beginning to seem as if their primary purpose is to strip away our right to intimidate strangers. High-capacity firearms exempt people from their duty to obey the mob. See, when we said you don't need a 30-round magazine, what we meant was, we need you not to have one. That is, if you want to live in a free country, a country where we're very, very, very free. And you're free to shut up and obey. Now, maybe you're sad that you missed out on that kind of freedom. But remember, it's never too late. So from now on, anytime you hear about a gun control proposal, just think about the peaceful protests of 2020 and how much safer your friends in the mob would have felt if you didn't have a gun. You wouldn't want us to be worried next time, would you? We'll never be able to visit your suburb to say hi if you have one of those big, scary guns. So vote for that gun control law. Make the gun lobby compromise. Push for that common sense restriction. We know we will. Gun control advocates, politely asking your permission now, so that we'll never have to ask your permission for anything again.
Hey folks, thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this cartoon, please like, share, subscribe, and comment below. And if you want to help us make more, please donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Also, bookmark us at freedomtunes.tv in case YouTube shuts us down. Thank you so much.
There is a clear choice. Good versus evil. And we are headed towards a revolution and a civil war. And it is make no mistake, it has been, the plans have been laid by revolutionaries who have very high connections and lots of money. We have laid this out on our Wednesday night program. Who's funding BLM? What is BLM? It's a corporation. Why won't the Democrats come out against these protests, calling them peaceful protests? They're riots. They're burning our streets down. And all that has to happen is for the state, the governor, to call the president and ask for the National Guard. You don't want him to send in the National Guard without being asked. That's unconstitutional. That is the job of a fascist. And they want him to do it so he sets the precedence. They want him to do it so they can say he's a fascist and blame it on him. I talked to somebody who I don't really know. I've talked to him maybe a couple of times on the phone. Seemed like a normal businessman. I'm not going to tell you where he's from or give you any identification. He's a normal businessman, and in his area, things are getting bad. And I said, hey, how are things? And he said, well, you know, I live in a place where there's a lot of militias. And I said, God help us, I know. And he said, you know, Glenn, never thought I would be involved with any of those people. He said, but I need a team. I'm a business owner. I'm a dad. I need a team. I need someone that will stand up for me. This is why they won't ask Donald Trump to send in the troops. Because people who are in at risk, people who are having these monsters go down their street at night and scare the hell out of their children, no one is protecting them. So who will? Well, you'll get in bed with the devil if you have to. And then what do we have? And then what do we have? This is the clear fault of the Democratic Party. This party is a threat to the Constitution. They know exactly what they're doing. We can document everything that they've done. They will not call out the violence. The press is in bed with them. Now, for all of you people who might be saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe Glenn Beck said that. Really? Could we please play what Nancy Pelosi said about Republicans yesterday?
We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States. But again, let's just get out there and mobilize, organize. And not let the president deter anybody
from voting. They are now saying, so she's just called the Republican Party. What? Traitors to the Constitution? They went crazy when Donald Trump said the press is an enemy of the people by not telling them the truth. I was uncomfortable with that when he first said it. It's absolutely true. This lie about stealing the election is a lie. Here's what it's about. It's not about getting a bunch of ballots going through the post office and then they don't arrive in time or they haven't been sorted. Here's what's going to happen. Mark my words. Here's what's going to happen. The post office is going to be flooded with those things. They're all going to go through. Then the Board of Elections has to open all of them. They have to verify the signatures. They have to make sure that it was checked right, filled out right. On an average year, we reject about 10 to 20% of those because they're not filled out right. They're not right. So we throw them out. Can you imagine if we throw out 5 million votes? Can you imagine? What do you think is going to be said? This is why they're bringing up the post office. It's a ruse. It has nothing to do with the post office. It has everything to do with disenfranchising the vote. They're going to say, how do you know? They're throwing 5 million votes away. This is the... We are on the precipice of civil war. Our police are under attack. Our cities are under attack. Our homes, our neighborhoods are under attack. Our children are under attack at school like never before. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I urge you, if you have children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, anyone in school, I cannot ring this bell loud enough. What is happening in our schools this semester, this, I mean, all the way to kindergarten, what is happening this fall in our schools, if you are not virtually sitting in the classroom with your children, you're a maniac. You're insane. You're insane. Under attack. So now what do we do? Even when we wound him, he still would defend our liberty to choose. And he weeps when we choose the wrong because he knows the punishment that is coming. And not because he's an evil, vengeful God, just because it's the way the universe works. There is a force of light and dark. I want to. I almost crossed a line here. Is one of the lines that I said. If I ever cross this line, we're in deep trouble. I've got to pray on this before I say all of what I was just about to tell you. Christians. Hear me. No man knows the time, but these very well could be the days that lead up to the time. And we are looking at something that is moving so quickly. Last year, people were looking at Brett Kavanaugh and that hearing as a breaking point where they said, boy, if they could do that to him, what chance do my children have? In a county that is just south of Nashville, Tennessee, the school district is now requiring parents to sign a release that says they will not watch or monitor what their children are learning in school. If that's not a big red line for you, I don't know what is.
Welcome to the Echo Chamber. I'm your host, Dr. Mack. In today's news, COVID cases have mysteriously spiked, leading reporters to wonder, what could cause this?
Oh, I feel so icky.
You're not gonna believe this, but some people are arguing that it was the protests.
What?
I know. As you can see in this image of young protesters cuddling in a pool while freezing rain pours on them, one of them is wearing rubber gloves, so it's pretty much impossible that they could have spread COVID.
Interesting.
So this past weekend, I was at a Kiss a COVID Patient to Fight Fascism event.
Oh, that sounds very inspiring.
Good for you.
Yeah, we were literally just smooching people who tested positive for COVID-19. In order to show solidarity with BLM. Could that have had negative consequences?
Absolutely not. Actually, the CDC recommends everyone do that to flatten the curve.
I'm not feeling so good. Is it possible we've contracted COVID-19?
Oh, no way. That's a stupid Republican disease. Only Republicans can spread it.
Let me check. Do you support Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
Congratulations, you don't have COVID-19.
Hey folks, thank you so much for watching. Please like, share, subscribe, and comment below. And if you enjoyed this cartoon and want to help us make more, please donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Waters World. I'm Jesse Waters. The RNC in review, that's the subject of tonight's Waters Words. The Republican Party and Donald Trump put on a very compelling case for re-election. Let's watch.
I'm speaking to you from an auditorium emptier than Joe Biden's daily schedule.
Growing up in the Deep South, I've seen racism up close. I know what it is.
and it isn't Donald Trump.
Not a single person in the out-of-control mob you saw at our house was charged with a crime. But you know who was? We were.
I see a party that wants to chain you to conformity and will destroy anyone they deem a heretic.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are still blaming America first. Donald Trump has always put America first, and he has earned 4 more years as president.
Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last.
And I'm so grateful to America, the place where I was able to build my American dream through hard work and determination.
Joe Biden is basically the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp.
Our entire economy and dairy farming are once again roaring back.
Some Democratic leaders tried to ban church services while marijuana shops and abortion clinics were declared essential.
Biden is too weak, too scared, and too sleepy to stand up to the radical left.
The physician asked me to assist with an ultrasound-guided abortion. Nothing prepared me for what I saw on the screen. And I'll never forget what the doctor said next. Beam me up, Scotty.
The full war machine of the mainstream media revved up into attack mode. Canceled is what's happening to people around this country who refuse to be silenced by the far left. Let's make America great again.
Total honesty is what we as citizens deserve from our president. Whether you like it or not, you always know what he's thinking.
Drug overdose deaths decreased in 2018 for the first time in 30 years.
You've earned the most prized, treasured, cherished, and priceless possession anywhere in the world. It's called American citizenship.
My father does not run away from challenges, even in the face of outright hatred.
Pro-life president that this nation has ever had.
This is an election that will decide if we keep America, America, or if we head down an uncharted, frightening path towards socialism.
In 47 years in Washington, Joe Biden hasn't done anything for the timber industry.
He has done more for Black Americans in 4 years than Joe Biden has done in 50.
With Donald Trump, you always know exactly who is in charge, because the answer is you.
We need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Winning for America is what he does. While they call it chaos, President Trump calls it change.
The president went above and beyond to help all sports leagues involved figure out a way to overcome the challenges of staging live professional sporting events in the middle of a pandemic.
The Democrats have walked away from us. The message is criminals have the right to resist arrest.
Joe Biden aided and abetted China's rise for 50 years.
Our daughter Kayla was taken as a hostage and murdered by ISIS.
We put all our faith in the government, but the government let us down. President Obama refused to meet with us until ISIS had already beheaded other Americans. To this day, we never heard from Joe Biden.
Washington chooses sides. Our president chooses common sense. Where politicians choose party, our president chooses people.
What do you think the difference was between the RNC and the DNC? It was that the RNC featured people over politicians. Farmers, loggers, and veterans, steel workers, lobstermen, and police officers. These were real Americans who were helped by Donald Trump's policies. Their authentic stories were relatable and easy to understand. The American worker was front and center. The American family was prioritized. Life, safety, peace, and prosperity were showcased, and voters were shown a choice between life under Donald Trump and life under Joe Biden. Many speakers acted as character witnesses for President Trump. Donald Trump's a pretty tough guy. Behind the scenes, he's a very compassionate man who cares deeply about all Americans, no matter what their backgrounds. That was the message. The base was energized by a well-executed program, highlighting a record of strong and smart foreign policy, a focus on law and order, and an America first economic philosophy.
The Republican Party under Donald Trump made an effort to welcome all Americans, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, and women. And those testimonials were powerful and persuasive and cut sharply against the nasty smears of the DNC. Trump won hearts and minds this week, despite what the media will tell you. And here is the president in his own words.
2 weeks after Pearl Harbor, Franklin Delano Roosevelt welcomed Winston Churchill. And just inside, they set our people on a course to victory in the Second World War. In recent months, our nation and the entire planet has been struck by a new and powerful invisible enemy. Like those brave Americans before us, we are meeting this challenge. So tonight I ask you a simple question. How can the Democrat Party ask to lead our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country? Joe Biden is not a savior of America's soul. He is the destroyer of America's jobs. And if given the chance, he will be the destroyer of American greatness. For 47 years, Joe Biden took the donations of blue-collar workers, gave them hugs and even kisses, and told them he felt their pain. And then he flew back to Washington and voted to ship our jobs to China and many other distant lands. I did what our political establishment never expected and could never forgive, breaking the cardinal rule of Washington politics. I kept my promise. They are angry at me because instead of putting them first, I very simply said, America first. Biden's record is a shameful roll call of the most catastrophic betrayals and blunders in our lifetime. Joe Biden's plan is not a solution to the virus, but rather it's a surrender to the virus. Joe Biden may claim he is an ally of the light, but when it comes to his agenda, Biden wants to keep us completely in the dark. Joe Biden's agenda is made in China. My agenda is made in the USA. If Joe Biden doesn't have the strength to stand up to wild-eyed Marxists like Bernie Sanders and his fellow radicals, then how is he ever going to stand up for you? Our American ancestors sailed across the perilous ocean to build a new life on a new continent. We are the nation that won a revolution, toppled tyranny and fascism, and delivered millions into freedom. Over the next 4 years, we will prove worthy of this magnificent legacy. We will reach stunning new heights, and we will show that the world, for America, there is a dream, and it is not beyond your reach.
That was an excellent speech by the president, even though it was a little long and went a little late. I can't stay up like I used to. The president has realigned the parties, not your typical Republican. He wants to bring the troops home. He's pro-blue-collar, criminal justice reformer, and is also pro-Second Amendment, pro-free speech, and pro-religious freedom. It's a populist approach that eats into the Democratic Party, yet maintains the Republican Party base, allowing him to expand the map and compete in more states. The president linked Joe Biden to a repressive historical movement who demands power in exchange for redemption. He cast Joe Biden as a weakling who has betrayed the American worker, an incompetent, lifelong politician who doesn't know what it means to put America first. Someone whose band of socialist crusaders will destroy the great American story. Biden's painful, unscientific shutdown won't defeat the virus. It'll only set us back. Now, rhetorically, the president took Biden's convention message and flipped it upside down, portraying Sleepy Joe as in the dark, someone who's hiding his radical policies and hiding in a dim basement, someone who will destroy the country in the dark of night, just to gain power. You're seeing that now with riots and street violence. The Democrats doing everything they can to attack the foundation of civilization and safety. The president took a strong stand on maintaining law and order, something the Democrats totally ignored during their convention. The president honored we the people, reminded voters he's fighting for you, not Washington. This is a movement, and he's reignited it this week. Lastly, the president finished with a beautiful flourish about American greatness. Trump raised the spirits of American history, the legends, the heroes, and the renegades, the pioneers who pushed forward into the frontier and forged a nation unlike any other. And he gathered that great energy and cast it out into the future, weaving together the great American story from the past, the present, and into the future, making us feel a part of one unique and patriotic journey, together as one, reminding us all that the best is yet to come. Waters World predicts a close race. This is a divided country, but this week, the president catapulted himself to where he needs to be. He's expanding the map, growing the party, and has permanently changed the dynamic of the race by taking action, defining Joe, and demanding safety, and providing a vision, which is this: splintering China to become a manufacturing superpower, waging a war on crime, tax relief and jobs, winning the race to 5G, reducing drug costs, cyber defense, keeping America out of endless wars, a vaccine, and putting a man on Mars. Barring any October surprises, smart money is on 4 more years. Just look at the betting markets. See that trend in red? That's because of you. Much more still to come. Dan Bongino and I will... Joining me now, former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor and author of the new book, Trump and the American Future, Newt Gingrich. Speaker, thanks for joining Waters World. We really appreciate it.
Glad to do it.
So you have a column that's causing a lot of commotion. You're saying that the ticket between Harris and Biden might not last. Tell us why.
Well, just in the sense that they'll collapse politically. First of all, let's look at Harris. She is the most radical member of the Senate based on voting, which means she's to the left of Sanders and the left of Elizabeth Warren. I mean, you know how hard that is? Second, she's a terrible performer. She was at 15% support nationally last July. By the time she dropped out, she was down at 4%. Biden actually had 8 times as many African-American supporters as she did. And in her home state, she was running fourth, and 61% of Californians wanted her to drop out of the race. So I just start with the idea that she's not a good performer, she's not going to last, and she's way too radical. And in Biden's case, although I think he did a great speech at the convention, probably the best speech of his career, the truth is, if you just close your eyes and imagine that we're negotiating with Xi Jinping, the very tough dictator of communist China, you say to yourself, would I like to have the U.S. represented by a guy who's tough but has some rough edges? Or do I want a guy who's pleasant, but he falls asleep halfway through the meeting? I just think Biden's not going to last. And when you look at their platform, it is so radical on almost every front. Tax-paid abortion in the 9th month, for example. Confiscating guns, which is an explicit Kamala Harris position. There are a whole range of these things. You know, changing the suburbs through federal bureaucracy, which Biden has endorsed. So I go down that list and I say to myself, when people get to know them better, just as happened with George McGovern in 1972, they're going to say, you know, I don't think so. I can't vote for you.
You mentioned McGovern in 72. You're not predicting a landslide Trump victory.
I'm predicting that it'll be a dramatically bigger victory than people currently expect.
Wow.
Because, well, first of all, you see it beginning to build now.
You do.
There's a poll just out this week in Minnesota that shows him tied with Biden. In Washington State, in the primaries, the Republicans came roaring back everywhere except Seattle and have done dramatically better than they did in 18. In special elections, we've been doing very, very well. And I think I just talked to a New York State Assembly candidate yesterday who was running in a suburban county just outside New York City. So it was a Hillary Clinton county by about 16 points. Trump's now ahead in that county. And he said part of it's just the violence that people are watching, you know, Madison Avenue and Fifth Avenue be trashed. And they're watching gangs starting to come into their town. And they're saying, you know, I don't want any more of this.
So if you combine, you know, taxpayer-funded partial birth abortion on demand, putting Beto in charge of grabbing guns or grabbing guns via executive order, while there's a crime wave happening and giving taxpayer relief to illegal immigrants with regards to coronavirus, they want to give illegal immigrants access to free health care as well. Are those things going to be able to be exposed, or do you think the mainstream media is going to be able to create such a protective bubble around this ticket that they might go weeks without even being asked a pointed question like that?
Well, let me say, first of all, that the 207 House Democrats voted for Nancy Pelosi's H.R. 6800, which does give $1,200 as a bonus to every illegal immigrant. So the theory being, I guess, if you can break the law and get in the U.S., Nancy wants you to be happy.
You get a bonus for breaking the law.
Yeah,
that buys
about, I think, 100 quarts of her favorite ice cream. but look, I think your point's exactly right. If we were in a situation where the propaganda media, which has replaced the news media, was able to define everything, they would probably protect Biden up through the election. But the fact is, one of the most remarkable achievements of the last 5 years is the fact that President Trump has a big enough communication system that he can literally personally slug it out with all of the networks, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and fight them to a tie. And so I have no doubt that as the campaign keeps growing, that we can get these messages across. And we have a huge advantage. They're a fact. You know, we don't have to go out and make stuff up. We don't have to invent some post office phony scandal. We just have to tell the truth about how radical these people are. And also, you know, when you see literally 90 days of Portland rioting every day for 90 days, that begins to be a fact. And it was very interesting to me that neither Biden nor Harris was willing to say a word about Antifa, a word about a level of crime. You now have this mayor of Chicago announcing that she's going to have police on her own personal street because she wants her family to be safe, but good luck to the rest of the city. Well, I think that stuff sinks in at a level of reality that even NBC News can't cover up.
Yeah, well, not only they didn't mention crime, they haven't mentioned China, they haven't mentioned terrorism, they haven't mentioned trade, they haven't mentioned taxes. They're mostly just talking about feelings. That Donald Trump is a mean person, this is a racist country, and if you restore Joe Biden to the White House, everyone will feel better. They won't tell you what they're going to do, but it'll make all of your bad feelings go away. It's almost like psychotherapy to the Trump derangement syndrome base. I'll give you the last word.
Look, if you had their issue positions, you'd spend all your time talking about feelings, because every time you talk about an issue, you're going to lose votes. So it's the most clever strategy they have in playing out a losing hand.
All right. We have Trump and the American Future. Newt Gingrich, it's out now. Check it out. He discusses all the things that the president needs to hammer in the next 70 days, as well as the American future under Donald Trump. Pick it up in bookstores or order it online. Do whatever you have to do, but go read it. Newt Gingrich, there he is. Thank you very much.
Good. Good to be with you.